Access denied.
I can't believe it. We're married. You're my husband. I've been waiting for this day for months. Are you serious about wanting to get started on a child as soon as possible? I'm so glad. So glad. I'll call tomorrow and schedule an appointment at the reproduction center. They wouldn't let me schedule it until we're married. You'll need to be on the call as well to verify your consent. And appointments are about a month out, as I understand it. And then they'll combine our cells and a uterine replicator, and 9 months after that, we can go decant our baby. I'm not sure what you mean. We can't make an appointment tonight. They aren't open. I'm still not sure what you mean. How are we going to make a baby without the reproductive center? No. No, I'm not a breeder. I'm not going to... I don't care that we can get started right now. I'm not going to let you turn me into a breeder. I'm not. Let go of me. Where are you taking me? Oh my god. Oh, stars. Is this your room? Why is your bed so large? What do you mean, our room? I'm not even going to stay in this apartment, much less this room.
Access denied.
Why won't this door open? Let me out of here. No. No. Get away from me. I don't care how much you think I'll enjoy it. I don't care how many celebrities are showing off their breeder bellies. Oh, so disgustingly wanton. I'm not gonna let you plan a baby in me like an animal. I'll be filing for an annulment in the morning. Don't kiss me. Stop that. I'm not going to.
Access denied.
Why will this thing not let me open the door? I can't call out either. What have you done? No. Never. You can't keep me in here forever. I'll never give in. I'll never lie in that bed next to you. I don't think I've quite realized how large you are, how powerful I feel. I feel so small when you loom over me like that. I suppose that if you were to force me, I would not be able to stop you. You would tear off my clothing, just shed it and leave me naked. I couldn't stop you if you did. Perhaps I should just sit next to you. It's not willingly, it's just so you don't hurt me. Ugh, your arm fits around me so well. I remember you putting it around me like that when we were dating. I used to like it. No, I don't like it anymore. Not when you're threatening to breed me. Making me kiss you will not change my mind. I do like your kisses, though. Let's ignore this breeder idea, and I can keep kissing you, and we can call the... your hand on my breast feels almost pleasant. Let's just enjoy our wedding night without your fetish. And in the morning? No? Those are my choices. Either take off my clothes and submit to being bred, or you'll tear them off and breed me by force. That's not really a choice. That's still force, either coercive or physical. If I choose to disrobe, if I choose to submit, I can put my clothes on later when I leave. Please be gentle with me. You think I'm attractive? Truly? I suppose you must, or you wouldn't be able to properly breed me. How quickly you have me just casually saying that. Breed me as if it's the most normal thing in the world, and not an obsolete reminder of our animal past. There, I'm naked. Where do you want me? Of course, this bed is so large. I was not too lonely after I leave tomorrow. I certainly do not intend to stay with a man who violates me. You'll have to release me eventually. So go ahead and take me. I won't resist. Your hands feel rather nice. I don't think anyone has touched my bare skin like this before. Oh, my nipples feel so good as your hand brushes across them. I really enjoyed when you touched them through my tunic before we were married. It's even better now without without the clothing in the way. Oh, please be gentle with them, please. Oh, stars, it feels so good. What are you, your mouth? Yeah, suck on my nipple, yeah. Oh, stars, that's superlative. Oh, that feels amazing. Your hand is getting close to my down there. Please be gentle. Oh, I'll be gentle. No, nobody's ever touched me there. Oh, stars. Yeah, feels good. I never knew it could feel that good. Is this? This sweat gets wet so that your fingers can caress down there, so that you down there. Oh, can breed me. Your fingers feel so good. No, that feels really, really, really good. Oh, that spot right there. Oh, stars. Sun, stars, and galaxies. What? I've never. What is this? What is this? Oh. well. I just had some sort of seizure. A very pleasant seizure, but still something must be wrong. Please, I need to call a medical worker. That wasn't a seizure. That was, oh, that's what an orgasm is. A feeling of pleasure tearing through my body and overwhelming it. I believe I begin to understand why people like them. Does breeding cause orgasms? Oh, I definitely understand why some people like breeding then. If you were to breed me, would I get another orgasm that way? I'm not saying I want to. I'm not saying that, but if I must yield to you, I can at least enjoy it. Yeah, I can't lie. I enjoyed that quite a bit. Please don't make me say it. Please just take what you want. Please, I'll... Fine, I want you to breed me. There, I said it. I want you to breed me and give me another orgasm. I want you to make my belly swell with a baby. Oh my, you're down there. It's much bigger than I expected. How will something like that fit inside my tiny down there? Oh, yes, I'm quite wet down there. Yeah, very, very, very wet. I suppose I'm ready for you to breed me. Oh, stars. I feel it's pressing up against me. It's so huge. Oh, slower. Let me get used to you. Now, please, breed me. Put a baby in me. Give me a big breeder belly so that everyone can see that I have given myself to you. Give me big, sensitive breeder tits full of milk. Make me swell with your baby. Show me. Show everyone how wanton I am. How you make me an animal. Please. I want this. Stars, yes. Yes. Harder. Breed me. Harder. Fill me down there with your breeder juices. Sun, stars, galaxies. This is superlative. Oh, please. Stars. Planets. Breed me to orgasm. Give me a baby. Fill me down there. Please. I feel you. Oh, I feel you pulsing down there. Oh, stars. Yes. Oh, God. Oh, stars. Oh, I can feel your breeding juices filling me, leaking out of me. I never knew breeding was so pleasant. I was told it was something I shouldn't want. I wonder what else they told me that was wrong. I'm sorry I didn't listen to you when you wanted to do that to me. I see that you were just trying to give your new wife pleasure. You seem to enjoy it as well. This feels rather nice, just laying next to you. Your skin against mine. Your arms around me. You were suggesting I might sleep here with you. I think I would like that. Yes, I'll stay with you, but only on one condition. You keep breeding me. Even after my belly is swelling, keep breeding me. I know it's no longer necessary then, but I liked it a lot. In the morning, maybe you can breed me again. I understand it can take several months of trying before breeding is successful. I do look forward to every attempt, my wonderful husband.